The PRI had hoped to win a majority in the summer's elections, but it fell short by 11 in the 500-member Chamber of Deputies and by 4 in the 128-member Senate. In any case, some of the most important reforms will need changes to the Constitution, which requires a two-thirds majority in Congress. However, Mr. Peña has reason to be optimistic. The opposition PAN shares much of Mr. Peña's agenda, and together the two parties have a two-thirds majority in both houses of Congress. A new power to fast-track 2 bills per congressional session will help. A lot will depend on who ends up leading the PAN, which is restive and rudderless after finishing third in the presidential election. The handover period between July's election and December's inauguration has been a model of presidential cooperation. Mr. Calderón's crackdown on Mexico's vindictive criminals has given him a personal reason to stay on good terms with the new government to make sure of the protection he and his family will need when he leaves office. Mr. Peña's main problem in Congress may well be his own party. As this special report went to press, Congress was about to pass a labor law reform, which, among other things, would make hiring and firing easier. But linked measures to make Mexico's overmighty unions more transparent and democratic were voted down by congressmen from Mr. Peña's own PRI, which has strong ties to unions. If the unions cannot be tamed, Mr. Peña's other reforms to open up the monopolized energy sector and overhaul the tax system may be similarly diluted. The runner-up in the election was the left-winger Andrés Manuel López Obrador, known as AMLO, who came a very close second to Mr. Calderón in 2006, but lost to Mr. Peña by 6.8%. After both defeats, he claimed fraud. The evidence is thin. The left has about a quarter of the seats in Congress, but many of its congressmen have little patience with AMLO, whose magnetic personality repels as many voters as it attracts. The government may also face opposition outside Congress. Though a majority of the political class now seems to be convinced of the need for economic reforms along the lines that Mr. Peña proposes, the same may not yet be true on the street, in the public universities, or in much of the press. Mexico is a country where doctrine and principle matter more than practical considerations and results, says Enrique Kraus, a historian. The state-run oil monopoly is the sort of sacred cow that could emit a deafening, destabilizing moo if Mr. Peña tried to tether it. Mexico City already sees an average of 14 protests a day. The internet is making politics more unpredictable. During the election campaign, Mr. Peña paid a disastrous visit to a university and fled after being heckled. This gave rise to an anti-Peña student movement calling itself Yo Soy 132, or I Am the 132nd. The initial protest was led by 131 students. It is now capable of summoning large crowds via Twitter and Facebook to march against Mr. Peña, and often it seems for AMLO. During Mexico's independence celebrations on September 16th, anonymous hackers took down several government websites. So it will not be an easy ride. Mr. Kraus remembers that the optimism when the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, came into force in 1994 was quickly punctured by the Zapatista uprising in Mexico's south on New Year's Day. We thought we were there in the first world, on the final lap of our historic marathon. Then, on January the 1st, we woke up to the astonishing news of a rebellion in Chiapas, he says. Mexico has form in turning triumph to disaster and could yet do so again. Its economy remains dependent on the fortunes of the United States, and financial crises in Europe make investors jittery. Promised reforms will depend on persuading entrenched interests to accept them. Corruption and bad government, especially at the local level, may cause good initiatives to fall at the last hurdle, and the drug war is by no means over. But Mexico deserves a fresh look, not least because its economy is revving up, as the next article explains.